Books on Tape presents Nefertiti by Michelle Moran, read by Cassandra Campbell. To speak the name of the dead is to make them live again. Egyptian proverb. Author's note. It has been a long journey for me into Nefertiti's ancient world, a journey that began with a visit to the Altes Museum in Berlin, where her iconic bust is housed. The bust itself has a long and detailed history, beginning with its creation in the city of Amarna and continuing to its arrival in Germany, where it became an instant draw in its first exhibition in 1923. Even 3,000 years after her death, Nefertiti's allure still captivates tens of thousands of visitors each year. Encased in glass, it was her mysterious smile and powerful gaze that attracted me, making me wonder who she had been and how she'd become such a dominant figure in ancient Egypt. Now the time is 1351 BCE. The great pharaohs of Egypt have included Khufu, Amos, and the female pharaoh Hatshepsut, while Ramses and Cleopatra are yet to come. Nefertiti is 15 years old, her sister is 13, and all of Egypt lies before them. Prologue. If you are to believe what the viziers say, then Amenhotep killed his brother for the crown of Egypt. In the third month of Akhet, Crown Prince Tutmosis lay in his room in Malkara Palace. A warm wind stirred the curtains of his chamber, carrying with it the desert scents of za'atar and myrrh. With each breeze, the